Test 10. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Example. Where did the woman leave her hat?
Oh no! What have I done with my hat?
You didn't have it in the cafe.
But I meant to wear it because I remember taking it out of the car with my bag.
Yes, I saw you put your things on the roof of the car.
Oh no, I know where it still is then.
The second picture is correct, so there is a tick in box B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Which jumper does the man like?
Did you try on the jumper I bought you?
Yes, I really like the brown one, but it's a bit tight. Can we get it in the next size up?
Yes, I suppose so. What about the others? I think the blue woolly one is a lovely colour.
Yes, it is. But I don't like the V-neck. And the tan one is out of the question. I never wear cardigans.
Oh, all right. I'll take them back and exchange the plain brown one for the next size up.
Now listen again.
Did you try on the jumper I bought you?
Yes, I really like the brown one, but it's a bit tight. Can we get it in the next size up?
Yes, I suppose so. What about the others? I think the blue woolly one is a lovely colour.
Yes, it is. But I don't like the V-neck. And the tan one is out of the question. I never wear cardigans.
Oh, all right. I'll take them back and exchange the plain brown one for the next size up.
Two. What is the current weather?
After the brief spell of sunshine that melted the snow, temperatures will again plummet to below freezing by the end of the week, with further snowfall for many areas. November saw the UK's most widespread snowfall since 1965, and December has continued to be exceptionally cold and snowy. With only 12 days left to go, many will be hoping for a white Christmas, while others will be hoping for some respite from the difficulties the heavy snow has brought.
Now listen again.
After the brief spell of sunshine that melted the snow, temperatures will again plummet to below freezing by the end of the week, with further snowfall for many areas. November saw the UK's most widespread snowfall since 1965, and December has continued to be exceptionally cold and snowy. With only 12 days left to go, many will be hoping for a white Christmas, while others will be hoping for some respite from the difficulties the heavy snow has brought.
Three. At which time is the plumber available? Ah, hello. I'm Rob Benson, the plumber. You left a message on my answering machine saying you had an emergency, but now I can't reach you. Anyway, I'm free between 2:30 and 5 if you want me to come by and help. I hope if it was urgent you already have it sorted out. Otherwise, contact me on my mobile phone. That's 4759 339 7443. Now listen again. Ah, hello. I'm Rob Benson, the plumber. You left a message on my answering machine saying you had an emergency, but now I can't reach you. Anyway, I'm free between 2:30 and 5 if you want me to come by and help. I hope if it was urgent you already have it sorted out. Otherwise, contact me on my mobile phone. That's 4759 339 7443. 4. Where was the book?
Have you seen my book? It was here on the table just a moment ago.
It's there on the chair, isn't it?
No, not that book. I'm looking for my history textbook.
On your desk?
Well, that's where it should be.
Try to remember where you were when you were last reading it.
Oh, it's okay. I found it on my bed.
Now listen again.
Have you seen my book? It was here on the table just a moment ago.
It's there on the chair, isn't it?
No, not that book. I'm looking for my history textbook.
On your desk?
Well, that's where it should be.
Try to remember where you were when you were last reading it.
Oh, it's okay. I found it on my bed.
Five. What is the woman wearing? Eve, you look cold. Why did you come out like that?
What do you mean? I'm fine. I'm not so cold.
It's snowing. The temperature's well below freezing. And then there's the wind. Look, everything but my eyes are covered and I think my eyebrows are frozen. A scarf just doesn't seem adequate.
Well, we're not in the Arctic. I hardly think a bit of snow merits a hat, mittens and balaclava.
Now listen again. Eve, you look cold. Why did you come out like that?
What do you mean? I'm fine. I'm not so cold.
It's snowing. The temperature's well below freezing. And then there's the wind. Look, everything but my eyes are covered and I think my eyebrows are frozen. A scarf just doesn't seem adequate.
Well, we're not in the Arctic. I hardly think a bit of snow merits a hat, mittens and balaclava.
Six. Which is the woman's handbag?
Hello, I'd like to collect my handbag.
Do you have your number?
Oh no, it's not in my pocket anymore.
Never mind. Can you describe the bag?
Yes, it's got two short black straps. It's not the kind you wear on your shoulder, you see. Otherwise, it's just small and plain, a small black handbag.
This one?
Yes, that's it.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'd like to collect my handbag.
Do you have your number?
Oh no, it's not in my pocket anymore.
Never mind. Can you describe the bag?
Yes, it's got two short black straps. It's not the kind you wear on your shoulder, you see. Otherwise, it's just small and plain, a small black handbag.
This one?
Yes, that's it.
Seven. Where are they going?
Hi, George. Just calling to say I can't wait till tomorrow night. You know, I've never seen this sort of performance live before, and I love the story, and there are some really famous actors too. They'll be right there in the same room with us. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. But I wanted to ask, should I dress up? Let me know.
Now listen again.
Hi, George. Just calling to say I can't wait till tomorrow night. You know, I've never seen this sort of performance live before, and I love the story, and there are some really famous actors too. They'll be right there in the same room with us. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. But I wanted to ask, should I dress up? Let me know.
That is the end of part 1.